Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope your week is going strong. Hope your week is going well. Got a little bit of a short week here in the States because of Labor Day on Monday, so now you've hopefully only worked like one day, and you're already halfway through your week. I hope your family, your friends, everyone in your world is staying healthy. We are finishing up the summer here in the United States, but the good news is that means football season. And as you know, we just finished up a full, incredible weekend of college football, and don't look now, but we've got a full weekend of NFL coming up tomorrow night. We get the NFL opener as the Buffalo Bills, the favorite to win the Super Bowl this year right now by Las Vegas, goes to Los Angeles to face the defending Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams. And then we get a full slate of both college and NFL games this weekend. Hey kids, make no mistake, I love a number of different times a year, but right now, oh, it is the greatest time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We have got a full show for you today. Hey, before we jump in, just want to remind you, make sure you're stopping by DailyDoseSports.com, checking out the new things going on over there every week. We've got links to the podcast. We've got links to the video. I am putting up a new article every single week. Usually has a local slant, but trust me, it's a very quick read. You might want to check that out. Young Jimmy will post articles on Thursdays, but we've also got links to the Daily Dose gear over there. Maybe you need a new t-shirt. As the weather starts to cool down, maybe you need a sweatshirt. Maybe you need a hoodie. Maybe you need a coffee mug. Make sure you stop by DailyDoseSports.com and check out the gear that we have over there and find exactly what you need. Hey, today on the show, if you listened last week, you know we began our 2022 NFL preview, took a look at some of the bigger storylines coming out in the league this year. And then we began to preview every single team in the league. We got through the AFC and NFC East. We got through the AFC and NFC North. So if you missed those, make sure you go back to last week's show and check those out. Right now, we're going to jump in with our esteemed panel to take a look at the AFC and NFC South, as well as the West divisions in both conferences. And then we will be making our picks for who is going to the playoffs and who is going to Super Bowl 57 at the end of the year. Hey, if you're not sure what to expect from the NFL this year, never fear, because we are going to get you ready. In fact, we have so much to get to today on The Dose. Let's get over to our 2022 NFL preview right now. Joining us back this week on The Daily Dose to finish our 2022 NFL preview, we have assembled the most intelligent panel in the sports media world. I want to wish a warm welcome back to Philadelphia Eagles fan, West Virginia Mountaineer, Big Rob. Rob, you are a regular here on The Dose. In fact, you should be pulling a salary at this point. When I do, you will. You are going on 3 weeks in a row now. Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here and looking forward to finishing off NFL.
It's going to be very, very interesting this week. Mike from Castle Rock is a Denver Broncos fan and is back this week to talk some NFL. Mike, are you ready to go on week number two here of the NFL preview?
Yes, the challenge is there with this second half for sure.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Larry from Centennial, a big Utah Ute fan, I might add. He is back again this week to enlighten us on the virtues of fishing and skiing and the Utah Ute athletic program. Larry, welcome back.
Thanks, Clint. And Rob's going to have to take some time off, I guess. He's been working full time for you, huh?
I got to give the guy a break. I'm going to give him a few weeks off. I'm going to be honest, though. I'm not giving him that many weeks off. He's going to have to come back. He's going to have to come back real soon. Yeah. Rob is the hardest working man in show business. I want to add that in because if you don't know, now you know. You know, so far we have covered the AFC and NFC East, some interesting storylines there. We've talked about the AFC and NFC North, and we made our picks for who would be making the playoffs from each of those divisions. Now we're going to jump into both the South and the West from both conferences. We're going to be making our picks for who is going to the playoffs and who is going to Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona. Are we ready to roll on week two of our NFL preview?
Ready to rock and roll.
Let's go. We start off this week with the AFC South, which nearly sent two teams to the playoffs last year. But the Indianapolis Colts just pooped the bed against the Jacksonville Jaguars in the final week of the season. So the Tennessee Titans were the only team to make it. Is it going to be any different this year? I think that's going to be a very, very interesting division to watch. We start off, though, with the Houston Texans, who finished last year with a 4-13 record. They fired head coach David Culley. Seemed like he got his guys to play hard. They just didn't play well. They now bring in Lovie Smith to rebuild this disaster. You'll remember the Texans dealt quarterback Deshaun Watson. They're now trying to do a massive reconstruction down there. I think this is going to take some serious time. Larry, the Houston Texans are a mess. You know, quarterback Davis Mills, that extra long neck, will it help him see over the defense? And more importantly, will Lovie Smith be the right guy to overhaul these Texans?
They're going nowhere, but I do agree with the Lovie Smith hire.
Right? I do too. I like
it. He knows what he's doing. I don't think he'll put up with too much funny business, right? But it is a mess. So it's going to take some time. So yeah, Lovie Smith's the perfect guy to have there for 3 years and then fire, you know, when things don't end up going the way they want to. But no, they're terrible. They're going to prove it.
Rob, you are a guy that lived in Houston. You know the Houston area. How's everybody feeling about this Houston Texans mess?
Not great. Not great. This is, definitely a full rebuild going on here.
If we're going to rebuild the Texans, maybe this is just me, Mike, shouldn't we just total the franchise and make them the Houston Oilers again and bring back those beautiful uniforms? Those are some of the best uniforms in NFL history. Now they have this stupid T. It's dumb. Bring back the Oilers.
Bring back Earl Campbell. Give me the Smurfs. Give me the run and shoot. Give me Warren Moon. I am down with that.
I am too. I am too.
It's a mess. They were the 30th ranked offense last year, 27th ranked defense last year. It doesn't get much more bottom feeder than that. Back to the Lovie Smith hire. I agree. I think it was a good hire to try to build a core and get them headed in the right direction. But almost exactly to what he referred to, I think he's there for 2 or 3 years and then gone for a more dynamic offensive minded coach. Once they hopefully turn all these picks they're getting.
Bunch.
Yeah.
If they could do that, then maybe there'd be some hope. I'm still going to say you got rid of the best uniforms in the league. So this is all just horrible karma for you because that's just dumb. Those horrible monochrome blue things are terrible. We move next to the Indianapolis Colts, who went 9-8 last year. They just missed the playoffs. All they had to do was beat Jacksonville in the final week. They couldn't do it. After the season, though, the Colts dump quarterback Carson Wentz, got rid of him. They make a deal for the Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan. Now, we know Matt Ryan, a little bit older, but also he knows how to play quarterback a little bit. Something to think about. The Indianapolis Colts has just one playoff win since 2015. This team has a ton of talent all over the field. That division is winnable. Team's got to make a move, and they got to make it right now. Mike, the Indianapolis Colts have a stacked roster. They have a roster that literally scares maybe the best team in the league, the Buffalo Bills. And yet, it's Matt Ryan. Do we trust this experiment at all?
I do. I think the acquisition or trade for Matt Ryan is going largely, I don't know, I want to say unnoticed, but not a lot of fanfare to it. I think it's going to reap huge benefit for them. Last year, with Wentz, they were the number 9 rated offense scoring wise, number 10 scoring, you know, scoring defense, outstanding offensive line, which is what he needs. The all world running back in Taylor. I think Ryan fits in there perfectly. I don't think he needs to play like he's 27 years old. I've actually got him winning the division.
I've got him winning the division as well. I think they're going to be very, very tough. I think Indy is a sneaky team that could go a long, long ways. That is a stacked roster. They just needed a quarterback. They picked the wrong guy. Rob, how are you looking at these Colts?
I agree with you guys. Matt Ryan, great choice. And I've also got them winning the division.
Tell you what would make me nervous. They get in a playoff game and go up 28-3. Larry, do you like the Indianapolis Colts here?
I do like the Indianapolis Colts. I don't have them winning the division. I do have them in the playoffs.
Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot to like about Indianapolis. I think Ryan is I think he still has some stuff left, right? He's considered that older quarterback. But keep him upright. He's smart. He's proven, you know, he's got the arm. He knows what he's doing. I think he's going to be great for the Colts. Yep.
Yeah, I think the Colts are going to be a really, really fun team to watch this year. Next up, we have a team that might not be as fun to watch, but they are improving because we have the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are coming off of maybe one of the most dysfunctional seasons in NFL history. Their head coach called everyone in the franchise like losers. He kicked their kicker and he refused to fly home with a team after a big loss. Urban Meyer chose instead to chase bar skanks like in Cleveland or something. Well, the Jaguars went 3-14. They fired Urban Meyer. They hired former Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson. And his team is really, really young, but they are getting more and more talent. Rob, I think Doug Peterson can coach. If he coaches the best season of his life, they could improve this year, couldn't they?
Of course, yeah. Like I said, I like the Doug Peterson hire for sure. It's a very young team, lots of talent. Last year was really just a setback under Urban. So I do see some improvements. I don't have them making the playoffs, but I think they're definitely going in the right direction.
I do too. I like the way they're trending. Man, they're getting some good young players. It's just going to take a while. They've got to mature. They've got to get better. They've got to stay healthy. It's going to take a while. Larry, do you like this hire of Doug Peterson in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I do. I'm with you. I think he can coach. I think Jacksonville is a team that you don't necessarily want on your schedule like you used to in the past, right?
They're going to be a pain.
They're going to be a pain. They're going to come to play. I think the quarterback is, you know, he's had a tough couple of years, but I think he's better than he was. So, yeah, I think I don't have him in the playoffs. So,
no, I don't either. Mike, are you gonna put Jacksonville in the playoffs this year?
Is it a 30-team format?
Maybe.
Okay.
They might still not make it. No,
you're right. They'd have a chance. So you're
they'd
telling
have a
me
shot. Right.
Yeah. 32nd ranked offense last year, scoring wise, 28th ranked defense. They got a long ways to go. They are headed in the right direction. I really like the hire of Peterson.
I do too.
Lawrence, that had to be so hard for him to play under those conditions last year. He's got his old teammate Etienne back. I think they're going to be at least entertaining.
Right.
Maybe.
Right.
Good. They're a ways away from being good.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a long way to go. I like the direction they're trending. I would gladly go sit in their hot tub in their stadium or whatever, but I'm not going to bet on them making the playoffs. We finish up the AFC South with the defending champion Tennessee Titans, who won this division last year. They went 12-5. They won the division. They hosted a playoff game, but they got beat at home by Cincinnati. Thanks, I might add, in no small part to quarterback Ryan Tannehill, who kept throwing the ball to Bengals players all game. Hey, the Titans still have all-world running back Derrick Henry. But you do wonder, how much punishment can that guy take? The pass defense isn't great. Not sure exactly what to expect out of Tannehill this year. Larry, the Titans went out. They drafted Liberty quarterback Malik Willis. Is Ryan Tannehill like on the clock? Is he like looking over his shoulder a little bit going into this year?
Yeah, 100% he is. And that's why I do have Tennessee winning the division. I think that's what happens. I think Tannehill wins a couple games, makes enough mistakes. Willis gets targeted to go in and maybe it's platooning there for a while. But I think they make a change and I think he performs. I think they've got a decent defense. They got the running back. So, yeah, my pick is, you know, based on the fact that Willis goes in and lights it up.
Rob, you have watched this team a little bit. You've watched the Titans a little bit. How long can Derrick Henry be expected to carry so much of that load?
We're getting towards the end of it. Yeah, maybe a couple more seasons. I've got him in as a wild card. I'm down on him this year, like I said, but I think if Henry can stay healthy, he'll drag them, literally drag them into the playoffs. But overall, I'm kind of down on him. But this was my last team in, actually.
Okay, you've got the Titans in as a wild card. Mike, how are you looking at this this Tennessee Titans team this year?
Yeah, I got him as a wild card as well. Tannehill, yeah, he did. He's real hot and cold, isn't he? I mean,
yeah. He's the Dave Craig of this era.
He lost his top two wide receivers. I don't see the rookie taking over this year like Larry does. I think they stick with the veteran throughout, unless there's an injury. But I defense is very good, solid running game. I see him as a wild card.
Here is my concern for Tennessee. Tannehill needs to come in from the start playing his best football. Because if he's cold, that crowd is going to turn on him quick. They're going to want to see that young kid, and who could blame him? Because he does look exciting. I know he's nowhere near ready, but crowds are idiots. They don't care. They want to see the more exciting, you know, option. Malik Willis would be exciting. He's been fun to watch in the preseason. I've actually turned on a game of the Titans just to watch him. So Tannehill's got to come out and he's got to prove I'm the guy. Get that out of your mind. I'm still the guy and we're going back to the playoffs. Going to be very, very interesting to watch this Tennessee Titans squad this year. Larry, coming out of the AFC South, then you've got Indy and you've got Tennessee. Is that correct?
I've got Tennessee winning the division and Indy wild card.
Okay. Rob, what about you? You have the same?
Got Colts winning the division and Titans wild card.
And then Mike?
Same as Rob. Colts winning.
Colts win
Tennessee, it. Tennessee wild card.
I've got the Colts win it. End of sentence. I have Tennessee Titans not getting in. Wow. We'll see. We'll see if Ryan Tannehill can make a fool of me. It's not that hard, to be fair. Next up, we have the NFC South, a division that sent just one single team to the postseason last year. And that, of course, was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Tom Brady. The Bucs made it to the NFC Championship game, but they lost a close game to the eventual Super Bowl champion, the Los Angeles Rams. Can the South make a little more noise this year? There's some teams in this division might be interesting. There's one I'm kind of keeping an eye on. But let's start off with a team that I'm not keeping an eye on because they have no chance whatsoever to make any noise. Because, kids, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be in the hunt for the worst team in the league. This franchise was already a mess, but at least they had, like, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Well, they don't have either one of them now. They're both gone. And now we're looking at a team whose best player is probably a second-year tight end. What could possibly go wrong there? Marcus Mariota is probably going to be the starting quarterback. The defense is terrible. Rob, Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley got suspended for gambling on Falcons games. How much are you willing to bet that the Falcons are really going to suck this year?
Bet it all. I'm going to bet it all. Yeah.
Chips to the middle.
Yeah, like you said, not good. Full rebuild mode. Yeah. I do like Kyle Pitts and Drake London, though. The future with those two should be interesting. But yeah, this year, nothing.
No, they don't have anybody. They traded everybody away. And like you said, it's just a rebuild. Fans, we know fans will be screaming, you got to burn it all down. Well, this is what it looks like when you burn it all down. And it's going to be painful because I think Atlanta is going to be terrible. Anybody have Atlanta doing anything this year?
Hey, at least they got a high round draft pick for Matt. No, they didn't.
What'd they get? A third rounder?
I don't even know if it was that high.
Man. It's one thing to...
I think it was a Costco membership.
Yeah, you got a set of tires. It's one thing to burn it down and say, like, you know, a team that we actually just talked about, you know, Jacksonville or Houston, they've made some trades. They've moved some things. They said, okay, well, we're going to bulk up on picks. We'll press Kerm up, but we're going to bulk up. They didn't even get the picks. Atlanta, what in the world are they doing? They didn't even get the picks out of burning it to the ground. Makes no sense to me whatsoever. Atlanta is going to have a tough, tough year. Next up, we have a team I don't know what to expect because we go to Carolina where the Panthers are a model of consistency. In the past 3 years, the Panthers have won 5 games. They've won 5 games in 19, 5 games in 20, 5 games in 21. After they got Sam Darnold last year and they all thought they had like struck gold through the first, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. And we all pointed and laughed and we're like, you didn't find anything. trust us, he's terrible. So sure enough, you know, Darnold crashed, he burned, he came back to earth, he was awful. This year they went out and they got Baker Mayfield to battle Darnold for the starting job. Hey, this roster is not without talent. Carolina has DJ Moore. They have Robbie Anderson. They have Christian McCaffrey. They need a quarterback. Baker Mayfield's probably going to be the starter. He's got to take care of the football. Mike, can Christian McCaffrey make it through the rest of this podcast without getting hurt?
Is he sitting down? I don't know.
Dicey.
It's frustrating. I mean, you know, three of us kind of watched this grow up, watched him grow up here as one of many handful of very talented and athletic sons of one of our all-time favorite wide receivers, Ed McCaffrey. It's a shame. I wish he could stay healthy. Maybe he can plug through it this year. It'd be nice. He's so dynamic. And I think it sounds funny, but the addition of Baker Mayfield is a huge get for Carolina.
Agreed.
I think it's a vast improvement over what they've had for quarterback. Playoffs? No, I don't think so. They've got a good, young, up-and-coming defense. Just not quite enough to get in the playoffs, though.
Yeah. Larry, can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy? Is Baker Mayfield the answer? What is going on with the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah, no to all that. And Baker Mayfield might be an improvement, but that tells you how bad it was to begin.
Yeah.
He's not a great quarterback. And if he's your starting quarterback with Christian McCaffrey, who will get hurt, five wins. I bet on 5 wins again this year.
Consistent. Keep it level, baby. Rob, what about you? You looking at these Panthers as a playoff contender?
No, I'm in agreement with you guys. Mayfield is better. McCaffrey stays healthy. I think they get over the 5 wins if those two things happen. McCaffrey stays healthy and Mayfield plays. But this was my first team out. I do not have them making the playoffs.
Nobody has this team making the playoffs, and that is understandable. We head down to the Bayou to take a look at the New Orleans Saints, who are in a bit of a transition. And this kind of started, you know, last year, really. This franchise had quarterback Drew Brees and head coach Sean Payton for so many seasons. Now they have Dennis Allen at head coach and Jameis Winston at quarterback. After that Taysom Hill, Trevor Siemian experiment crashed and burned, the Saints went out. They drafted Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave. I understand. I like Chris Olave. I think that kid can flat out play. But it makes me wonder if it's because they have zero faith in Michael Thomas even showing up to games. That dude should play in the NBA. He hates playing his sport. This defense is not as bad as some Saints defenses in the past. I think New Orleans is very, very interesting to watch. Larry, Jameis Winston gives. Jameis Winston taketh away. Can he stay healthy? And can he not say stupid things on camera?
I don't know, and probably not. But I'm high on New Orleans.
I am too.
I am. And, you know, and again, it's all based on Jameis Winston. If he can do the right things and if he can stay healthy, I think they're the team to beat in this division, to be honest with you. I think they've got offensive weapons. I think they have great balance between offense and defense. Yeah, you're right about Thomas. Man, is he good, and he can catch the ball. A few years ago, he was – unstoppable.
Yeah.
And they still have Alvin Kamara. Yeah, he's probably getting a little old. But I think that, you know, like I said, balance, offense, defense, I'm high on him.
You like the Saints. You got Saints getting into the playoffs. Rob, New Orleans Saints, is this a playoff team?
I'm going to say yes. I've got him in as a wild card for all the things you mentioned. Last year before Winston got hurt, I mean, he was pretty good. I know the year before that, I think it was the 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. But last season, before he got hurt, you know, he's pretty good. You know, if Michael Thomas plays, Olave, Kamara, lots of offense there, good defense. And even though Peyton's gone, you know, they hired within. So you kind of have that continuity still there. So I got him in as a wild card team.
Mike, you like the Saints getting into this postseason?
I actually do. We're all kind of trending the same here. One thing that I think is kind of a big factor is when do we know if Kamara's getting suspended?
Yeah, because that could be coming at any time. The situation he had in Las Vegas, you don't know, but we do know that the NFL loves to rule on things like that. So there's a chance that Kamara could be sitting down a few games. That could definitely impact their playoff run. I'd like them to get in. I I don't know what to expect from Jameis. He can be so good and so bad on the exact same play. Forget two different series, same play. I have no idea what to expect from that guy. If he does anything, they're going to improve. They're going to at least be in the hunt. We finish up the NFC South with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who should be a clear favorite to win this division again. And yet, there's some cracks showing. Quarterback Tom Brady is now 74 years old. While he is still more than capable of making plays, he lost his starting center, Ryan Jensen. That hurts because this offensive line was already a little bit suspect. Out is head coach Bruce Arians. We talked about that a little bit last week. In is new head coach Todd Bowles. Now, they say Tom Brady wants to run the football more than Bruce Arians ever did. Todd Bowles will probably let him do that. But that also means fat Leonard Fournette is going to need to produce some yards if he's going to be, you know, called on. Rob, the Buccaneers are still mostly intact from their Super Bowl run. I realize he's not human, but can Tom Brady keep playing at this high of a level?
I think so. Shouldn't be able to. But like I said, he seems like he's still going, you know, unlike when you think of like someone like Breeze or even Roethlisberger, like we talked about last week, you could kind of see, you know, the cracks. He kind of seems toward the end. But I mean, you look, you know, last year's playoffs. I mean, he still looks like the guy, you know, no signs of downfall yet. I still think their defense, I'm worried about them, could let them down at the end of the day. But yeah, I still have them winning the division.
Mike, how are you looking at this Tampa Bay team? Is this a team that can contend for a Super Bowl, or is this a team that's just going to maybe get into the playoffs?
Well, I also have them winning the division. I can't believe I'm still saying it, but never count Brady.
I know.
Out. He wanted to retire to leave football. He wanted to retire. There's rumors of him going to at least possibly Miami, and now I'm here in Oakland, Vegas. Had a deal in place for him and Gronk to go there. So I don't know. They've lost a lot of leadership on the team, on the defense. JPP and Sue are gone. I lost their two top tight ends, OG Howard and Gronk. They're probably going to win the division, but I don't think they'll go quite as far in the playoffs.
Larry, how about you? How are you looking at Tampa Bay? Can they move forward with this team with Tom Brady, you know, aging, starting to show a little bit of wear and tear and maybe coming back to earth a little bit? Is Tampa a playoff team?
They're a playoff team, I think. But I think that's what they are, is a playoff team. I don't think they make much noise in the playoffs. I think things start to change for our friend Tom, right? I think things are in decline at this stage. I'm sure he'll prove me wrong. But he's won with, you know, really good teams. And I just don't see that here. I think, like you said, there's been some defections and some cracks. And I think, you know, but he's still the greatest quarterback ever. And I think that means a lot. I think he can drag them into the playoffs, but I don't know about after that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. I think they're going to win this division. I've got Tampa winning it. I've got New Orleans as a wild card. Mike, what do you have coming out of the NFC South?
Same as you.
Same thing. Rob?
Same.
Larry?
Flip them. I've got New Orleans.
You've got New Orleans winning it?
Yep, and Tampa with the wild card.
Okay. All pretty much the same. Next, we move to a division that is near and dear, well, to three of our hearts. Yes, I am talking about the AFC West, which has entered into a really, really weird stratosphere with all of its quarterback talent. This division now boasts 17 Pro Bowls from its four starting quarterbacks. The AFC West might be one of the best divisions in the league, or it might just beat the crap out of each other and leave everybody like just trying to, you know, make it to the finish line, because it might be very, very difficult. Let's start off with a team that, as you can see, you know, we're kind of repping here. Since they won the Super Bowl in 2015, speaking of consistency, the Denver Broncos are averaging 6 wins per year. But this offseason may have seen things like turn in their favor. Finally, they got a new owner in Rob Walton, richest owner in the league. They got a new head coach in Nathaniel Hackett. And they got a new quarterback in Russell Wilson. The excitement is back in Denver. We are hoping for a return to the playoffs. Mike, this franchise is feeling good, but there is some bad news. The offensive line has to get better. And offensive line coach Mike Munchak is gone. The linebackers aren't great. There have already been some injuries. Wide receiver Tim Patrick is gone for the year. Are the Denver Broncos ready to be a playoff team?
I think so. In the last few years, whether it's local broadcasts or the national broadcast, so many people were saying, boy, these guys are just a quarterback away. And you know what? We got, call it what you want, top five, top eight, whatever, quarterback. Probable future Hall of Fame Russell Wilson. The talent is still there at wide receiver. Tim Patrick is a huge loss.
Yeah.
It's funny, on a national scale, most people don't realize how good of a wide receiver he really is that we know of here. But love the running back duo. But yeah, you're right. The offensive line does need to step up a bit. Defense, they bolstered the defensive line. I like what they did there. Sertan looks like the real deal.
Yep.
Solid defense. I have him in the playoffs. Yes.
Larry, you're a Denver Bronco fan. You got this, team looking like a playoff team going into this year?
I do. I don't have them winning the division, but I think they'll be in the playoffs. I think Russell Wilson is definitely, the biggest missing piece. Got to have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. And he's a proven great quarterback. He has been in the league. So I think that makes all the difference, the excitement that he's brought, not just by him, but you can feel it, that just everybody is more interested and excited. So I think the players are buying into it. And now they got to go out and perform. But Mike rattled off, what's good and bad about the team. I think it's interesting looking at the schedule too, right? So there are benefits of playing some really crappy teams.
Yeah.
And that's great, because on the other side of that, they got to work around what's going on in the AFC West. So they have to win those games that they should win on the schedule. If they do and split in the division, they're in the playoffs.
Rob, you're the only objective person here. What do you think of these Denver Broncos? Is this a playoff team?
I've got them missing the playoffs. I agree with everything you guys said. New coach is an upgrade. Quarterback is obviously an upgrade. I just think it's too much new stuff.
And a lot of
especially,
new stuff.
Yeah, too many new things, especially in the division that they play in. I think they'll be a lot better. They'll be in the hunt. I think they'll have a good season. But at the end of the day, I've got them missing the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. And I could see that too. I've got them just scraping their way in, but I think they're going to have some things break the right way, and they're going to have a monstrous improvement just in general. The offensive line, the defensive line, those linebackers, they've got to stay healthy. They've got to have things break their way, or else they're not going to make the postseason. I think they're in the hunt, but I think they've got to have some things go their way. We move next to a team that has now won this division 6 years in a row. And yet the Kansas City Chiefs, they've got a few questions going into this season. They traded away game-changing wide receiver Tyreek Hill, and they replaced him with Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't know if that's a fair trade. Travis Kelce is another year older. Last year, it kind of started to look like maybe teams either were figuring out quarterback Patrick Mahomes, or maybe he was just trying to be too cute. I don't know which it was. Once again, this defense is not great. Larry, the Chiefs went 12-5 last year. Patrick Mahomes looked a little more human. Was that just a blip, or is this now a trend?
Well, I don't know if it was a blip. It definitely showed, though, and yeah. Which means it can happen again. He's lost some weapons, so they got to refigure out how they get that production. And they've always relied on that just incredible, scoring. They can just do it. But so I have them in the playoffs for sure. I have them in the playoffs, but they also have to do the same things that everybody else in the division has to do, which is now play a really strong division. And they don't get the benefit of the schedule. So, you know, they're not going to run away with anything, but they're absolutely a playoff team.
Yeah, I like Kansas City getting the playoffs. Going to be interesting to see if that defense can hold up. We know that they've struggled in the past few years to hold up. Rob, you look at Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes kind of took some lumps last year, didn't always look greatest. And having said that, they were real, real close to going back to the Super Bowl. Which way are the Kansas City Chiefs heading this year?
I've got them in as a wild card. You already guys mentioned, I still have questions on the defense. Schedule is a lot tougher here. But Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, I trust them to figure it out. Losing Hill, you know, that is a big loss, but I think they can somewhat replace him just, you know, from the draft, speedy receivers that can stretch the field. So they can still kind of play their same style. So, yeah, I just Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, I still trust them. So I got him in as a wild card.
Okay. Mike, what about you? Chiefs going to be a playoff team this year. Can they win the division?
Yeah, a combination of them taking a small step back and everybody else in the taking pretty good leaps forward. I still haven't won in the division, though, but it's not going to be going away. It's going to be close. It's going to go right down to the end.
Well, and, you know, the last few years, we talked about it, they won six titles these last 6 years. They haven't really been pressed the way that they'll probably be pressed this year. That is going to be very, very interesting to watch. The Las Vegas Raiders underwent some serious changes of their own this offseason. The Raiders dumped head coach John Gruden. They are now paying him millions to sit on his couch and, I don't know, make racist comments. And in comes Josh McDaniels, a very familiar face to us here in Denver. The Raiders also went out and they grabbed wide receiver Davante Adams. Hey, this Raiders offense could be very good. I have some questions about that defense, but we kind of forget. The Raiders went to the playoffs last year. They were doing some really good things, and then they went out and they made some massive changes. Rob, the Raiders are kind of being kicked to the curb in this AFC West. Is there any reason to think maybe they're going to actually be, you know, kind of a surprise?
I do. I think they're going to be in the mix. Do not have them making the playoffs. What worries me most, kind of like you mentioned, the O-line and the D-line trouble. You know, they tried to shore up the defense with Chandler Jones. They got Max Crosby there and then Davante Adams on the offensive side. So I have them in a lot of shootouts. I think kind of like Minnesota last year, a lot of the close games, you know, won't go their way. But overall, I think, yeah, exciting team. Like I said, I see them in the mix and in a lot of shootouts, but not making the playoffs.
I do too. Larry, how are you looking at the Raiders? Is this a playoff team?
No, I don't have them as a playoff team. They have some talent. They're going to win some games. I'll keep saying it. They got to play in the same AFC West division that the others do. It's going to be hard. The whole Josh McDaniels deal, it is not going to be the second, you know, time around like Bill Belichick in Cleveland and then successful in New England. I don't know if Josh McDaniels is head coach material. He's proven it that he wasn't once. Did he learn? I don't know. But I wouldn't be very confident in him. And that leaves it up to the leadership, which I think Carr is a good leader. I think he's been stuck on some bad teams and bad, you know, direction with the Raiders. So they'll be good. It's going to be tight, but I don't see him in.
I am maybe the exception. I am a Denver Broncos fan. I don't have the same hate for Josh McDaniels that a lot of people do because he got rid of Jay Cutler. Mike, how are you looking at the Raiders this year? Are the Raiders going to be any chance for a playoff team this year?
Oh, yeah, I think they'll be in it till the end. You know, it's funny, David Carr, Carr is pretty consistently rated as the fourth best quarterback in this division. And he'd be first or second best in a lot of other divisions. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty good quarterback. He actually led the NFL in turnovers in the last 3 years. So McDaniel, I don't know what's going to go on with that clown. I have him missing the playoffs. I don't have enough faith in him.
Okay. We finish off the AFC West with a team that I'm looking at and going, this team is going to be really, really dangerous. The Los Angeles Chargers went 9-8 last year and just missed the postseason. Quarterback Justin Herbert just seems like he's getting better every year. Seems like he gets it. He understands it. He gets how to break down teams, how to find weaknesses in the defense, and he has some serious weapons. Oh, and the Chargers also went out and got Khalil Mack to upgrade that pass rush. Mike, the Chargers just look like a team on the rise, but we kind of know they can't have nice things. How is head coach Brandon Staley going to screw this up? Is it going to be fourth downs? Is it going to be going for two and he doesn't need to? What is Brandon Staley going to do this year, Mike?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because to me, that's the biggest wild card for them.
It is.
He could cost them two games. He could win them two games. Yeah. I don't know. Good defense. Defense. That's I've got them in the playoffs, and I've got them battling with the Chiefs for the division towards the end.
Okay, I've got the same thing. I've got the Chargers winning this division and the Chiefs getting in it as a wild card. The Chargers are going to be really, really interesting to watch. Larry, how are you looking at this LA Chargers team?
Got to like the LA Chargers. On paper, they look great.
Yeah.
I think the flaw there is in that running back room. If you want to call it a flaw, I don't know that they've got the guy. And so if it's by committee, great, if it works out for him. But everything you said about, Herbert is true. I think he's going to go out and light it up. I have them in the playoffs 100%. I think it's going to be really, really tight. I think it probably comes down to a tiebreaker.
Yeah,
so I have KC as the division winner and Chargers in the playoffs.
Rob, looking at this Charger team, a lot of talent all over the field. How is Derwin James going to get hurt this year?
We'll see. We'll see. He will get hurt. I don't know how, but he will get hurt. But yeah, Chargers, I actually have them winning the division. Kind of like Mike said, if Staley can relax on the fourth down calls and kind of tighten up the coaching there a little bit, I like them this year.
I do too. So everybody's got Chiefs and Chargers. The three of us Homer morons have the Broncos sneaking in as well. Rob's the only one with any doggone sense in this whole panel right now. But, I mean, hey, any of these four teams could win this division. Any of these four teams could finish in dead last in this division. It is going to be that tight. Who is going to, stay healthy? Who's going to execute when they have the chance? This AFC West is going to be absolutely wild to watch this year. Let's move over to the NFC West. And this division has been to the Super Bowl in three of the last four seasons. The Los Angeles Rams are the defending Super Bowl champs. They're going to be tough again this year. Can they repeat? That has been really, really tough for teams to do. But first, let's start with the Arizona Cardinals, who went 11-6 last year. They made it to the playoffs, and then they got curb stomped by those LA Rams in the divisional round. In the offseason, they went and they signed wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown to start opposite DeAndre Hopkins. But remember that Hopkins is going to be suspended for a banned substance for the first 6 weeks. So Hopkins isn't going to be there for the first month and a half. The Cardinals also gave quarterback Kyler Murray a 5-year, $230 million contract extension. But then they also included language that Kyler Murray needed to study more film, which I might add, Murray signed. But then the media like stirred this up and the Cards changed the wording or whatever. This team has some questions on defense. They could actually backtrack a little bit. The offensive line isn't great. Larry, Arizona, they keep getting out of the gate fast, and then they fade. They've done it the last 2-3 years. Are the Cardinals wearing down because quarterback Kyler Murray, he just isn't tall enough to drive his own go-kart to Disneyland? Or is it because he's like watching Little Giants instead of watching film? What's the deal with the Cardinals? How come they keep fading down the stretch?
I don't know. I think that's a great question. I don't have any confidence in Murray. I have no idea why that contract, was given to him. And I just don't see enough around the whole. I don't think they get out to a fast start this year. I don't have them even anywhere near the playoffs. It baffles me that they would sink so much money into an unproven commodity. So I don't know. And like I said, I just don't see enough around them.
Cardinals missing the playoffs. Rob, what about you? You look at this Arizona team. Kyler's got some skill, but Kyler has been a little bit flaky when it's been crunch time down the last few seasons. Arizona going to make the playoffs?
No, Arizona crashes and burns this season. Especially like you mentioned, Hopkins is out the first six games of the season.
That hurts.
Usually start hot and then fade. But when Hopkins isn't there, Murray's just a completely different quarterback. So missing him early with the schedule, I think, is going to hurt. And then, you know, I think Kingsbury is a terrible coach. So, yeah, no way. Crash and burn this year.
Crashing and burning this year. Mike, Arizona going to do anything this year? They have a shot at the playoffs?
They have a shot, yeah. I don't think they're going to get it, though. I don't think it's quite a crash and burn. But missing Hopkins, that's Kyler Murray's whoopee, you know. That's a big miss. So, you know, the teams can double-team Brown now and not have to worry about it. So, defense is questionable. I think they have the worst defensive backfield back there. So, yeah, I don't like them making the playoffs at all.
Yeah, I don't either. Zach Ertz is probably going to be hurt. J.J. Watt is now 87. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult for Arizona to get back. Kyler Murray's got to go out and step up. He's got to prove that he was worth that giant contract, because that was a ton of money to give to a guy that honestly has a hard time seeing over the dashboard. The Los Angeles Rams went 12-5 last year. They win the Super Bowl. They're going to bring back a ton from that team. Aaron Donald is still a monster. Cooper Kupp might be the most dangerous wide receiver in the game. Matt Stafford came through when he needed to. The Rams did lose a few pieces, though. Von Miller, Odell Beckham, Johnny Hecker, Andrew Whitworth, they're all gone. But they did go out and sign Allen Robinson, should help them in the wide receiver core. They got Bobby Wagner from Seattle as well. Rob, the Rams are going to try to be the first team since the 2003 Patriots to win back-to-back Super Bowls. This team's got the talent to do it, don't they?
They do. I think they'll be in the mix again. I got them winning the division. The key for them is Stafford staying healthy. Like I said, I think if Stafford stays healthy, they're still kind of in that all-in mode. You know, I could see them trying to grab up a couple more superstars before the trade deadline. Right. So, yeah, I like them again. I got them winning the division.
Yeah, I do too. I think the Rams are going to be very, very tough. They bring back a lot. Mike, you like these Rams again to wrap up this division?
I do. There's two things you don't want to hear about your quarterback, because it's a bum elbow or a bum shoulder. He's got a bum elbow. That is not good.
Good call.
He's a very good deep ball player. And 100% hinges on the health of Stafford. But if he can stay healthy, you listed it at the intro for this team, though. The talent is just unbelievable there. You know, I think Robinson is a very, very good pick. He's going to fit in very well there. You know, they missed OBJ, lost out on some good, very good older talent. So, yeah. I like the coach. I like the talent. I see no reason other than, you know, Stafford not being able to go, that they're not right back in it.
That's a good call. Larry, you like these Los Angeles Rams to maybe give a actual, you know, chance to repeat this year?
Absolutely. For all the reasons stated, I don't see any. Yeah, I do. And I think I don't think they'll miss Von Miller that much. They just have so much talent. So I'm winning the division and they will compete. Yep.
Yeah, they're going to be really, really good. We move next to the San Francisco 49ers, who went clear to the NFC Championship game last year. And don't forget, they had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, but lost that to the Rams. And then in the offseason, they really haven't done a lot to upgrade. They did extend the contract of do everything wide receiver Deebo Samuel, but they also have to figure out exactly what their quarterback is going to be. Mike, Deebo was such a game changer last year. My concern is, does he still play at that level now that he got paid? And of course, they've got to figure out their quarterback situation.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Is now that you're paid, do you still play at that level? You got to hope. You haven't seen that too much. You have seen it, but you haven't seen that too much in the NFL, where a guy gets paid and then he just kind of, you know, downshifts a little bit. This is a little bit of a surprise pick, maybe not. A little bit of a stretch. I actually have a wild card. Kittle, Samuel, you know, a lot of offensive talent. If Lance can pick it up a little bit and get it going, they did lose the best left tackle in football, I think, or one of them.
Yep.
That's going to hurt. So the offensive line might be a question, but I think it'll be a fun team to watch, and I got them as a wild card.
Larry, you got the San Francisco 49ers getting back to the postseason this year?
I do. I have them as a wild card, just like Mike. I quarterback spot is the big deal, right? So that can make or break. I think my pick is more predicated on the NFC. When I looked at all the teams, it's hard to fill out some of those wild card spots. Yeah. And I see San Francisco being, just one of the better bets to get one, just based on everything else. But if the quarterback spot doesn't, work out for them, this might be a bad pick.
Agreed. Rob, can this quarterback situation in San Francisco trip this team up?
It could. Personally, I think I'm all in on Trey Lance. They kind of wanted to move to him last season and, as well. So they kind of forced Jimmy G out. But I, trust Shanahan, the coaching staff there. And like Larry mentioned, it is the NFC. So, yeah, I think they can do enough to get in.
Yeah, I think they can too. I think that's a playoff team. They've just got so much talent on both sides of the ball, a little bit everywhere. Surround a young quarterback with good weapons. Hopefully he can step up and get the job done. Unfortunately, our next team is not going to be that. We finish up our team-by-team preview with the Seattle Seahawks, who went 7-10 last year and then decided it was time for a rebuild. The Seahawks shipped quarterback Russell Wilson to Denver in return for some draft picks, few solid players, and Drew Lock. Linebacker Bobby Wagner, like we just talked about, is gone too. Whether they admit it or not, this is a rebuild, and it might be a little bit painful. Larry, head coach Pete Carroll said at the time of the trade, this wasn't a rebuild. They could still compete. They could still win with Drew Lock at quarterback. He's just a big liar, right?
He is totally a liar. if he's not, I don't know what's going on up there. Maybe not enough sun, right? That's
possible.
That's known to happen. This team is going to be terrible. they just are. I mean, they have a pretty tough division there too. But if they're counting on Geno Smith and Drew Lock, then they haven't been watching the same games that we've been watching. And a few teams that have been really confusing. We've talked about a few of them: Atlanta, Cleveland, Seattle. Like, what are you doing? What really are you doing? And I don't think anybody knows. So I have them way out of the playoffs and bottom.
Mike, you got Seattle getting a sniff of these playoffs?
No. You in one offseason, you removed the heart of the defense and the heart of the offense. It's going to be a long year up in Seattle. It's going to be sitting on their hands a lot.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know that they're going to be breaking any applause meters this year. Rob, how do you like the Seattle Seahawks this year with either Geno or Drew Lock?
No, I agree with you guys. Terrible, bad season. And I wonder if this puts Carroll on the hot seat at all.
Well, you do wonder, because he's like 87 years old. Like, he's getting up there. At what point do you have to say, okay, right, it's time to go get the young guy? If they go 4-13 or whatever this year, maybe they decide they're going to do something else. Yeah, that's a good point. Pete Carroll might find himself in a little bit of trouble. Fellas, I want to ask you one question. We're going to get to our playoff picks. We're going to go through and we've said along the way, who's making the playoffs, who's going to be our Super Bowl pick. But Mike, you're first up, and I hate to put you on the spot like this. If you're going to be a betting person, who's going to be the worst team in the league this year? Who's going to get the top pick in the NFL draft next year, barring some weird trade or some nonsense? Who's going to be the worst team in the NFL?
God, in most years, you could say it like that, and
yes,
it's a drop of a hat. There are four or five teams legitimately they could win one or two games. I'm going to say Houston.
That's fair. They're gonna have a really, really tough year this year. Whatever Lovie Smith is making, it is not nearly enough. Rob, if you're picking the worst team in the NFL this year, who is getting that top NFL draft pick?
Yeah, I like that Texans pick, but I'm going to say the Jets. Again, we mentioned it last week. Lots of young talent, but just this year, I think they're a ways away still.
Yeah, the Jets are going to have a tough season as well. Larry, you're on the hot seat. Who's going to be the most terrible team in the NFL this year?
this is hard. I mean,
it's really hard.
Because there's going to be some competition for it, right? I am actually going to, I would have said Houston. I won't take Mike's pick. I will go back to Seattle.
Larry's going to go Seattle, and that's a fair pick. I watched them a little bit in the preseason, and they are going to be bad. There is a team that when I say it, I'm not going to pick them. The Chicago Bears are going to be in the hunt. They're really, really bad. The New York Giants are going to be in the hunt. They're going to be truly dreadful. I don't see any reason to have any faith in them. But at the end of the day, I'm going to go with those Atlanta Falcons. I think the Falcons are going to be just god-awful. They don't have a quarterback. They don't have a defense. Their best player is like a tight end. He's a young kid that doesn't even know what he's doing yet. So I'll go Falcons, but we'll kind of track this and see how our picks end up. Speaking of how our picks end up, I want to throw this out there to everybody because, like I said, we do assemble an esteemed panel of highly intelligent people. Last year on the Dose, clear back in August, I might add, like this was very end of August, early September, we made our picks for the Super Bowl a year ago, Super Bowl 56. I picked the Buffalo Bills to face the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got my teams to the championship game, but I didn't make it. Mike, you had the Buffalo Bills facing the Los Angeles Rams. You got the Rams into the Super Bowl. They ended up winning it. Rob, you had the Kansas City Chiefs against the Los Angeles Rams. The Chiefs were a wild overtime away from, you know, getting in themselves. Patrick Mahomes throws a stupid interception. They don't make it. But again, you had the Rams in there. They ended up winning it. Larry, you had Bills versus Rams. The reason I say this is because we're making these picks like 6 months ahead of time. We're not that far off, kids. This is a tough gig. I know everybody thinks they can step in. Oh, let me come on the Dose. I'll tell you what's what. This is not easy. And yet, you know, we're getting a couple things right. So, you know, all the drinking that we might be doing, it's not affecting us that much. What I'm saying is right now we're going to make our Super Bowl picks for Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona this year. We've kind of gone through, we've made our picks for who we think is going to make it to the playoffs. You now know who we think is getting there, at least. Now comes crunch time, because now we've got to see who is actually coming out, who is going to win. And again, we're doing this 6 months in advance, way, way, way out there. Mike, who do you have going to Super Bowl 57 out of your playoff picks? Who's going to make it? Who's going to get there?
I'm going to be boring, vanilla, plain Jane, and repeat my pick from last year.
You are going to go Bills versus Rams.
I am.
I keep telling you guys, I've told you this like before we started recording, I have changed my pick no less than like five times. And I keep changing it. Mike is going to go Bills versus Rams. But Mike, you've got a really good argument for both of those teams.
Bills were so close. That was one of the craziest football games in a divisional round against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And of course, we all know with the Rams, that pick almost happened last year. And I give it I think the Bills improved. And I don't think the NFC has as much competition around it as it did last year. Green Bay's worse. Tampa Bay's older. I think Rams have the best path.
I agree with what you're saying. I have that pick kind of penciled down. I'm not sure where I'm going to go with this pick yet. Larry, you're up on the clock. And Mike, by the way, I'm coming back to you for a winner, so don't think you're off the hook. Larry, picks for Super Bowl 57. Who is going to get to Super Bowl 57 is Arizona?
Well, first of all, Mike, you just keep picking Bills, Rams. You know, maybe one of these years it'll happen.
Hey,
stick got a it. Shot.
But it's not going to happen that way. It's
all right.
The Rams will get in. I'm going all L.A. L.A. Chargers, L.A. Rams.
Oh, I like that pick a lot. I like that pick a lot. And to see L.A., a city that is completely dysfunctional, do anything right in anything ever. Wow, that would be strong. Wow, that's a bold pick. I like that pick a lot. Sure, there might be poop on the sidewalk, but they're going to the Super Bowl. Rob, who do you have getting into Super Bowl 57?
Well, I'm going to agree with the fellas on the NFC. I got the Rams on that side. Hard to argue against the Bills or the Chargers, but I'm actually going to take the Ravens on the AFC side.
Wow.
That's juicy. Oh, I'm changing everything now. I'm going off the board. I'm not going. Wow. Rob, that's a bold pick. You're going Ravens. What do you like about Baltimore? What are you seeing out of Baltimore? Is it Lamar Jackson show?
Yeah, I think a bounce back season. I mean, last season, so many injuries, running backs. Lamar missed 4 games because he was hurt. I think that defense gets back to where it usually is. And they just grind it out. So yeah, I'm all in Ravens.
Oh my goodness, this is getting harder. I had a few of these picks down, and now I'm like going back and going, oh, I can't do the same thing. I've got to change my pickup. All right, kids, I'm going to make my Super Bowl 57 pick right now. Oh, this is going to hurt. I'm going to go off the board. I'm going to say that Matt Ryan changes things enough, and we get the Indianapolis Colts. And the Indianapolis Colts are going to go to the Super Bowl and face the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh.
Going completely off the board.
Like it.
And, Rob, I apologize in advance for jinxing your team because they're going 5-11. They're 12 this year. So I'll just apologize to you right up front. But I actually do like what they've done this year. I think they're going to be better. Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, it makes my stomach hurt. I'm not going to lie, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to ride or die with the Eagles this year. Colts versus Eagles. All right, Mike, back to you. You have the Buffalo Bills facing the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl. Who's getting the win?
Bills.
Bills get the win.
They have got to get that taste of that playoff game out of their mouth. They're going to be inspired all year. I think they ride all the way and win it.
I like it. And I could totally see it happen. I think that's a really, really good pick. Larry, you are up next. You have got the Rams versus the Chargers in an all LA Super Bowl out in Arizona. Hey, it's all West Coast all the time. Who's going to win that thing?
Well, that's why I picked them. LA is. Right? No, I'm actually going to take the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers.
Wow. This is a bold move. Boy, the Chargers can have nice things. Look at Larry going against the grain. I absolutely love this pick. This is my favorite NFL preview show ever, by the way. I just want everybody to know that. Rob, you are up next. You have got Rams versus Ravens going to Super Bowl 57. Who's getting the win?
I'm going to keep it bold. Rams get back, but I'm taking the Ravens to win it all this year.
Going Ravens. Lamar Jackson is going to earn himself a monster paycheck if this actually happens.
If he did that, he would.
Oh, my goodness. You couldn't pay him enough if he carries that team.
He's his own agent, too, so he doesn't have to give anybody 10%, right?
No, he's going to get paid in Bitcoin. That's going to be another bold move to finish off the year. All right, I'm going to finish off the 2022 NFL preview by, hey, if I'm going to get stupid, let's get stupid.
All right, want to get nuts? Come on, let's get nuts!
Want to go? The Indianapolis Colts are your Super Bowl 57 champion. Matt Ryan goes to a brand new town and actually finally wins one. They beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Sorry, Rob. Sorry in advance. But hey, if I told you right now, NFC title, I think you'd take it. So we're going to go Colts over Eagles. And the only reason I'm picking that, because I had Rams versus Bills all day, and I refused to do that again last year. Everybody picked the same thing last year. I'm going to take a crappy pick, and I'm going to take one for the team. I don't care. Let's finish up our NFL preview. Mike, what final thoughts do you have for us this week?
Oh, it just the same as every year at this time. I cannot wait for real football. I mean, you know, the preseason, whatever. Nobody plays their starters anymore. Thursday, Sunday, Monday. I just can't wait. It's so much fun.
NFL just does it better than everyone else. Rob, what are your final thoughts on this 2022 NFL preview?
Kind of to echo Mike, I look forward to the season. You know, all the picks we made over the past 2 weeks make sense now, but I'm sure we missed one or there's some that comes out of nowhere that we have no idea. So I just can't wait to see how it pans all out. And I look forward to our playoff preview.
Rob, you make a really good call because every year there's that team you know, Cincinnati last year, there's always a team that we're like, we just didn't see them coming. You know, it's going to happen again this year. Right now, it all looks like, oh, well, here's the teams. There's going to be a team nobody saw. I'm going to say it right now. It's those Indianapolis Colts. Larry, what are your final thoughts for our NFL preview this year? You always have some good final thoughts. What are you bringing this week?
Oh, I don't know about that. Well, same thing. It's super exciting. And these shows obviously get me jazzed up. So parity, right?
Yes. Like,
it's the word. Somebody's going to come out of nowhere. Some team that you think is on fire is going to drop. But that's what it's all about. And especially here in Denver, right? Now we have something to look forward to that we haven't had for 5-6 years.
Yeah.
So it's just super exciting this time of year. And I'll be rooting for your Indianapolis Colts along the way.
Hey, you know, Christmas is wonderful. And New Year's Day with the bowl games is amazing. And spring, when we get the NHL and we get the NBA playoffs and baseball starting, is amazing. And yet, right now is the greatest, most wonderful time of the year. College football is going. The NFL is getting going. It gets no better. And as usual, I have to thank our esteemed panel for coming in, sharing your thoughts, dealing with my foolishness every single time that we get a chance to get together. Hey, y'all are going to have to come back for the mid-season report. We're going to have to check in on our amazing picks because I know we probably got almost every single thing right. But we'll check on, you know, a few things. We might have missed a couple little minor things, but you guys are going to have to come back. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming onto the show whenever we get a chance to do this. It just time flies by when we do these shows. I enjoy you guys coming in. So thanks to each and every one of you. I am looking forward to this season, and you know, we're going to get after it, and it's going to be a really, really fun time. But be sure to keep your schedule available because you might have to be coming in and checking in on how we're doing.
Fair enough. Go Utes.
What's a Ute? Did you say Ute?
Hey, next week on The Dose, we are going to be taking a look back at what all we have seen develop over these early weeks of both college football and the NFL. There is so much to cover. I know we've been previewing. We've been getting you ready for this coming season. Now we actually get to talk about some of the things we saw take place on the field. Going to be a lot of fun to get to that. So be sure you tune in next week and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you to our illustrious panel, Rob, Mike, Larry. Thank you so much for stopping by The Dose for previewing the NFL season. And I want to say thank you to all the contributions that each one of you make. But I also want to say thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. Thank you for checking out the new stuff going on every week over at DailyDoseSports.com. But more than anything else, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the video, for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody.
All right. Want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts!